Well, after over 40 years, the folks that have provided some fuel and oil to the farmers around the Union Township are now deciding to retire. And I'm visiting with owners Bob and Jeannie Bollenkamp, owners of Union Oil Company, oil and gas, I guess, if you will. And so, Bob, let's a little talk about this. I'm sure that, you know, when people run on C-44 and they probably, you know, go right on by and not even realize that they've been through Union probably on some cases. But let's go back. You've been in business now how many years?
42 years.
42.
Over, okay. 42 years, yes.
Okay. Let's go back 42 years. Tell me how you got started in the business of tank wagon service and what all the Union gas and oil consisted of.
Well, we was working in town and we just wanted to do more. And so we were talking Labor Day weekend at a friend's place, and he said that the Union Station was for sale. So then we came down and looked at it. We ended up buying it.
Who did you buy it from then?
We bought it from Milo Worth, and he ran it for 6 years. And a Bullington, Bob Bullington, owned it before that. So I'm not sure when the station exactly started out here, but it's probably in the 30s sometime.
Okay. So we're here in the shop right now and everything, and I'm guessing that at one time, you know, you had some gas pumps out here. You had, you know, traffic that went by would stop by to get fueled up or something. You also ran a tank wagon service then?
Yes, we had probably that I can know of that we were probably the last full service gas station that was out in the country. And
take your time.
What was the question here again?
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. We'll start over. Okay. I was just asking you to kind of like talk about your company itself. When you acquired it, you had gas pumps and you were providing tank wagon service. Kind of share with us what in its best of its heyday, what was consisting of your Union gas and oil?
Well, should I start?
Go ahead. This
okay. When we first came out here, then we had the tanks, the pumps out here. And we ran the tank wagon service, but the shop wasn't getting used much at all. And so we started running the shop, fixing tires and repairing cars and things like that. People appreciated being able just to bring a tire out here from, we're so far from town out here, and people just appreciated that.
Yeah, because where you're at, of course, the Union, you're, oh, I'm guessing, what, about maybe 7 miles from Kingsley, 7 miles from Remsen or so, and about that far from Lamar's then?
We're 12 from Lamar's and 11 from Kingsley and 12 from Remsen.
Okay.
So we're out here in the middle of nowhere.
Yep. But, and there's a lot of farmers out and around this area, I'm guessing, that, you know, took advantage and utilized your services out here then.
Yes, a lot of the people appreciate it, just being able to drop a tire off here rather than running to town to get it fixed. Just having their cars bring it down to have them serviced, things like that.
Okay. All right. Now, Jeannie, you were involved in a partnership. Tell us about what you were responsible for. Was it a lot of the bookkeeping aspects of the business?
I keep the books for Bob, and also when Bob's out hauling gas, then I ran the gas station. We have a bell that's hooked up, rings in our house. If you open the front door of our station or drive over our bell hose, it rings in our home. And so then every time the bell rang, if Bob was gone, I'd come over and wait on the customer. Sometimes it amounted to selling them a pack of cigarettes, a candy bar, and a pop, and sitting and visiting for a half hour. Sometimes I pumped gas. Sometimes I checked oil. Just all the little things you do when they come. Or sometimes I said, Bob's gone. He'll be back in a half hour if they needed a tire fixed or something like that.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and take my mask off, too, if that's all right. I guess, yeah. So, whatever you're comfortable with. So, I guess at one time, this station, you know, was kind of like a convenience store then, out in the middle of the countryside then.
Similar to it, and a lot of farmers, customers often suggested that we should start carrying pop and bread and milk, and I said, no, then you'd be here all the time. But yeah, they suggested that several times, but we're far enough out that it would be handy for them. But if they need groceries, they'll drive to town. They wouldn't, you know, it wasn't worth having that, but they often teased us about that we should do that.
Okay. And I guess how big is your trade area then, Bob? I mean, how far around the Union Township? I mean, you go into the Remsen and Kingsley and Lamar's area, but how far is your trade area?
Well, we probably about a 12-mile radius from around Union here.
A little more. You go over into Cherokee County sometimes and up north of Marcus sometimes.
Okay, all right. So if I may ask, how many customers do you supply oil and fuel to?
We probably have between 60 and 75 customers pretty much dedicated to us here, our business here.
Now, do you still, you talked about how you would help repair tires. Is that still part of the business then?
Yes, it still has, but I don't think it will be after rolling stake over it.
Right. And you're retiring at the end of February then?
Yes, we are. Yeah. Okay. Turned 70 last year and had some back problems and had a friend dying at 70. And I thought maybe it's time to maybe quit. We had a buyer for the station, so it's probably a good time to leave.
Okay. Now, as you mentioned, we'll talk about this a little bit more. Rolling Oil Company out of Kingsley is going to take over the business. Will they still have, from your standpoint of your knowledge, are they still going to have like the store, or will it just be the tank wagon service, or what will they be providing?
They'll be just providing the tank wagon service from here. I don't think they'll be using the station at all that we know of for right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I can imagine there's going to be a lot of farmers around this area that are going to miss your services, actually.
Yeah, I think so, but...
Time to call it quits. I know. I understand. Yeah. Talk to Denny Callahan about that. He's now retiring from Clem after...
he came to Lamar's about the time we got married and came to Lamar. So when I heard Denny was retiring, I said, it's time, Bob.
I gave you some justification.
We're going to miss Denny. He called all of our kids' games.
Sure.
Yep. Kids right away were surprised to hear Denny was going.
Well, getting back here to your business a little bit, you started in about the 70s, you said, and everything. What was the era of the heyday? I mean, was it the busiest or whatever you want to say? I mean, times change and things move on and all that stuff, but were the shop the most busiest when you first acquired it, or later on, or what?
They were probably about even, I think, when we got out here, when we started doing the shop. Things have changed out here tremendously. The farms have gotten bigger. The machinery's gotten bigger. In our section, we have 4 people living here and probably 5,200 head of hogs here. So it just shows the times. We've had a lot of farm places disappear that around here in Union.
Mm-hmm. And you were telling me earlier that you provided, for the most part, Senex fuel and lubricants then?
Yes, well, we did start out with Conoco, but then they sold out to the Hull Co-op, and so then we were buying Senex through them. So
okay. Now, you've seen the fluctuation of the price of fuel go up and down and everything. What was the highest that you can recall, and what was the lowest of a gallon of fuel?
I guess probably when we first came out there, that I remember fuel was like 45 cents. And then the highest was probably in 2013. It was, I just looked back and it was $3.45. So when you got a transport load of fuel, it was about $23,000 for a tank wagon, or tanker full of fuel.
Yeah. Now, did you have a lot of your customers that would contract buying? I mean, would they buy it or get the contract for their fuel needs? Like before harvest, maybe they were doing it during the summer, or now in the wintertime before spring would start up?
Yeah, we had some that we started doing that with, you know, but not too many did it at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, you were talking about you basically went around about a 12-mile area. So share with me a typical day. What time would you get started and going out and distributing fuel to all the different farmers in this area?
Well, in the springtime, we always opened up at 7:30 and tried to quit at 5:30. But it depended upon the spring and the fall, how late you went. Yeah. Sometimes you always got an early start when it was dark and end up maybe in the dark too.
Jeannie's kind of shaking her head no, so Jeannie, go ahead and add to this a little bit. I'm sure that during the you know, when a farmer calls at 8 o'clock at night and says, I need fuel, you're not going to say, well, I can't come out there.
No, or on Saturday afternoons when they call and they need fuel. During the spring and the fall, if they call and they need fuel, you get in your truck and you take it to them. And he said he hauled from dark to dark. There were a lot of times when he finished hauling fuel that he had to get in the gas station and work in the shop and get some vehicles fixed and out on the road because farmers needed their pickup or whatever. So he would haul fuel during the day and then work in the shop by night. Some nights it was midnight, 1 o'clock before he came over.
So realistically speaking, because you were serving the farmer, you were having farmer hours then.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, let's talk about, you made a little bit of comments about the decision to retire. We mentioned that Rolling Oil out of Kingsley is going to acquire this. But what's going to be ahead for you two now?
Well, we're going to do some traveling. Our kids live, 5 hours away to 1,600 miles away. So we want to see them more. Sometimes it's always 6 months before we get to see the kids and grandkids. So we want to see them and we want to do some traveling, something that we haven't been able to do for the last 40 some years.
Okay. You have, and Jeannie will get you in on this. How many children do you have and where they are located at?
We have 4 children. Our oldest, Julie, is in Raleigh, North Carolina. Our son, Marty, is in Narberth, which is right by Philadelphia. Katie is in Olathe down by Kansas City, and Matt is in Chicago, and they're all married and have children.
So they really have scattered about. They're not in Plymouth County anymore then.
We drive to see Katie, and we're still driving to see Matt. He's 8 hours away in Chicago, but the two out east, we have to fly to see them.
Oh, okay. So that'll be nice for you guys to be able to get away and see your children, grandchildren, and everything since they've I've scattered all throughout the whole country.
And growing fast. The grandchildren are growing fast. Our youngest was born October 30th of last year. And because of the pandemic, we saw him, ran down quick when he was born and saw him for 2 days and haven't seen him since. We got a video today. He's rolling over. I said, Johnny, don't move until grandma comes. He's just growing up so fast. And our second oldest grandchild turned 13. And I saw him in September, and I was still looking down on him. But his dad informs me I will be looking up at Sam for the rest of my life now. Okay. And he's passed Grandma up. So,
when people would come by here wanting to fill it up, did you do a full service type thing? What we used to think of checking the air and the tires and the oil and cleaning the windshields and everything?
Yes. When they came up, then we would fill them with gas, and we'd wash their windshields. And if they wanted their tires checked or their oil checked, we would do that too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, that's something that obviously you don't find at too many gas stations anymore. In fact, it's hard to find a true gas station. I mean, you have, convenience stores of Casey's or Hy-Vee or something like that. And I was just thinking about the other day how many gas stations used to be in Lamar's. And now it's just basically there's 3 places where you can get, 4 places or so that you can get fuel, but they're not really affiliated with the, like you say, Conoco or Phillips 66 or Amoco or anything like that. There's, how did that change of that era affect your business here? That when we went from full service gas stations to convenience stores, how did that make any impact or difference on how you conducted business?
We just conducted it the way we wanted to. We wanted to provide the customers with good service, and a lot of the customers really appreciated that and came back for it too.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we lost too many gas pumps customers to the convenience stores. The people that come to us for the pumps were usually farmers that lived here, and they were our regular customers, and this is where they went for their gas.
Sure, yeah. And so they would fill up not only their your tank wagon service out at the farms, but they would come here with their personal vehicles then too. Then
mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct. Yep.
Okay. Now, did you have to have various different types of fuel blends and octane levels? I mean, did we have did you provide ethanol and premium and regular, or what was that you had offered?
Well, when we started out here, it was just two products, and it was unleaded gas and diesel fuel. And then it changed from ethanol and clear number one and clear number two for the roads, and you know, the Ruby and the number one for the tractors. And so, yes, there's just been a lot of products. You know, we carried biodiesel. So it's just a lot of different products these days.
But what did we have at the pumps? We didn't have all of that at the pumps.
At the pumps, we just had road fuel and unleaded gas for the
gas haul for a while.
Okay, and so for the diesel, you had both the dyed product for the agricultural purposes as well as the regular. I want to say
clear
diesel. That would be the word. Yeah, as far as the like a. Pickup or truck or something.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Okay. What did you have more in terms of demand for the diesel or more demand for the gasoline?
Well, when we started out here, then it was pretty much more demand for the gas. But then as equipment evolved, then it got to be more diesel, a lot more diesel than it did gas.
Mm-hmm. All right. And your tank wagon was able to carry what, 1,000 gallons in?
Our tank wagon was, we hauled with 1,800 gallons.
1,800, okay.
And a transport was 7,300 gallons of gas.
Okay, all right, okay. So anything else? Tell me a little bit about, you know, why did you get started in this business? You kind of highlighted that a little bit earlier, but we'll have both of you speak about that. What drew you bought it from somebody that had it for only like a few years. What drew you most to coming out here? Did you grow up in the Union area here, or did you kind of move to this area to take over the business?
Well, I grew up 5 miles south of the Remsen, and so I kind of knew about Union out here. Probably the one thing was that we wanted to work together out here, and it was a good place to raise the kids. The kids were involved with the station here, doing things here, and then they got involved with when the township or when the school closed and the township bought the building, and they mowed the lawns over there and helped clean up for when they had parties. So it was just a good childhood memories, I hope, that they had.
Mm-hmm. Jeannie, you want to add to that?
We lived in town for 3 years. Bob was a mechanic at the Chevy garage in Lamar's, and he enjoyed that, and he enjoyed the people he worked with, but it just kind of got old, and we wanted to get out in the country. We were both farm kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so when this came up, and we hadn't really planned on it, we just put new carpet in our house in Lamar's. We liked the neighborhood where we live. And one of our friends said Labor Day weekend, he was talking about being a little unhappy with what way his work was going. And they said that the Union Station was open. You should look at it, Bob. So we thought, why not? And I have an uncle in the gas business, and we had him come out and look things over, and he looked at the books, and he said, yeah, he thought it might be a good deal for us. So yeah, we decided to go for it. And then Bob always looks back, he says, what was I thinking? I was 27 years old, moving out and starting a business, and I had three little children. I don't know what I was thinking, but it all worked out.
Now, I'm guessing you enjoyed living here in Remsen, out in the country area and rural areas. You have plans on staying here in Remsen and in Union, mm-hmm. Amet?
Yes, we plan on staying in Union. Bob always said we're going to be here until we can't push snow anymore. And I reminded him we have enough neighbors who will push the snow for us if we want them to. So we'll be here indefinitely.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that either one of you want to kind of share or add? I kind of asked everything I had in my mind. Nothing? Okay. Anything?
Well, Bob made a statement the other day that really describes the situation. You say it so I don't cry again.
I see that a little tear starting to come out.
Well, I said the other day that we came out here and had customers, and we're leaving, and we're having friends when we leave, and we will miss them greatly. Just being able to talk to people when I was out with the truck or people stopping in here, what I'm really going to miss out here.
Yeah, so you didn't really have customers, you had friends.
Yes, that's for sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, good deal.